This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Over the past few years, more than 100 cities across the country have adopted a concept called Science Cafe. That's where scientists and researchers meet the public to discuss a particular scientific subject. The University of Arkansas STEM Center for Mathematics and Science Education has, for the last year, held a handful of science cafes in Fayetteville. Past topics of discussion have included water quality, weather, and earthquakes. The next science cafe, tomorrow night at Powerhouse Seafood and Grill in Fayetteville, will have an appropriate concept for something with cafe in the title. The topic of discussion, the American diet. The three participants in tomorrow's Science Cafe recently came to KUAF. That conversation began with the definition of what is the American diet. Cindy Moore, a registered dietitian and clinical assistant professor in the Department of Foods, Human Nutrition, and Hospitality at the University of Arkansas, says there is the prescribed or ideal American diet.
Eat the right amount of calories for you and be physically active your way. And then there are subheadings, for example, under Build a Healthy Plate, make half your plate fruits and vegetables.
Those guidelines are outlined in something called My Plate, endorsed by First Lady Michelle Obama last year. But it isn't really the American diet, not what we eat. As Navam Hidiorici, a professor in the Department of Food Science at the U of A, points out, what we really eat as a nation is far different.
It is characterized by high intakes of red meat, sugary desserts, high-fat foods, and refined grains. Typically, it contains high-fat dairy products, high-sugar drinks, as you know, like Coke, eggs, and higher intakes of processed meat.
As has been widely documented, the gap between the suggested and real American diets is responsible for ever-increasing cases of heart disease, obesity, and diabetes. The third participant in tomorrow night's Science Cafe, Susan Patton, a clinical instructor in the Eleanor Mann School of Nursing at the U of A, says poor diet is not always just a case of somebody picking the wrong foods. She says there is a high connection between obesity and food insecurity, and Arkansas has the third highest rate of food insecurity in the country. Susan Patton says there are a number of reasons for food insecurity in the state, including a lack of access to affordable, nutritious foods for all.
Low-income neighborhoods as a whole frequently lack full-service grocery stores and have more or farmers markets and have more convenience stores. And there was a large study done about neighborhood disparities and the quality of food, and they found that residents who have better access to supermarkets and limited access to convenience stores actually eat healthier and have reduced risk for obesity.
Food insecurity isn't the only cause for the rise in obesity, heart disease, and other ailments related to poor diet. All three of tomorrow night's panelists think a higher priority needs to be placed on education about nutrition for adults and children. Cindy Moore says she'd like to see a nutritional curriculum in schools, but also more education for adults as well. She says the level of information has to be accessible. For example, it's easier for us to remember that eating fish is a good way to get valuable omega-3 fatty acids than actually trying to maintain a proper count at home on how much omega-3 has been consumed in a given week.
We must keep the message as simple as possible, or else people are not going to remember. Something that locally Walmart has done to try to help is their new labeling, the Great For You labeling. So, you know, when we've got retailers trying to partner with us, providing that type of consumer assistance on the labels, that certainly makes a difference, I think. I haven't talked with anyone yet about what they think about that label. I've read some criticisms about it just, you know, being so detailed. And if people simply read the nutrition facts label and the ingredient list, they wouldn't need the Great For You label.
Cindy Moore also credits the Fayetteville School District for its free classes designed to help parents prepare tasty nutritional meals at home. And she says education should include the notion that nutrition should come from, first and foremost, food.
It's important that people get those from food, if at all possible, and not take supplements. Susan, you can speak to this as a nurse, that when we start having individuals take individual supplements and pills for different things, say fish oil caplet every day, that needs to be done under a doctor's supervision. If we have people that are out there taking vitamin E, you know, fish oil supplements, if they're in a car accident, they're gonna hemorrhage and not survive. So it's really critical that people don't panic and have a medicine chest full of individual supplements that we try for the most part to get these nutrients from foods. But the what Navam's saying about having fish, that's excellent, and that makes it simple. The dietary guidelines say in under the category Build a Healthy Plate that we should encourage 2 servings of fish a week. And so that is some of what we've got in myplate.gov and the Dietary Guidelines for Americans 2010 to simplify those messages for the consumer, for the general public.
Susan Patton, another participant in tomorrow night's Science Cafe, says a pretty simple concept taking root in many Arkansas schools will also go a long way toward better nutritional education.
Gardens. And there is a big movement in the schools across the state to have gardens in the school. I also would like to see gardens in communities. It's a great way for people to get out, get to know each other, get active, and plant gardens.
She says at least a couple of statewide organizations, the Arkansas Coalition for Obesity Prevention and Arkansas Hunger Relief, are working on establishing more gardens in communities. And as Navam Hitarichi, a professor in the Department of Food Sciences at the U of A, reminds, diet is an important, but not solitary, ingredient in preventing many health problems.
In addition to eating healthy foods, which we have been discussing, exercise is very important. That has to go hand in hand. It's just not, the food by itself is not going to help them in any way. So that has to be part of it.
The Science Cafe conversation about diet, exercise, nutrition, education, and more will be tomorrow night from 6:30 until 8 at Powerhouse Seafood and Grill in Fayetteville. There will be an approximately 30-minute presentation from the panelists, followed by an opportunity for those attending to join in the discussion. This is Ozarks at Large.